ridiculous. There's nothing to be afraid of. Seatbelt isn't too tight, doesn't hurt. Why should putting on the damned seatbelt be so terrifying? That and the vibrations of the plane taking off. Anxiety all out of proportion to the situation, so it must be something... what? Flying up into and through dark clouds. Fasten your seatbelts. Strapped down, straining forward, odor of sweaty leather, vibrations and a roaring sound in my ears. Through the window, in the clouds, I see Charlie. Age is difficult to tell, about 5 years old, before Norma.
Are you two ready yet?
His father comes to the doorway, heavy, especially in the sagging fleshiness of his face and neck. He has a tired look.
I said, are you ready?
Just a minute, answers Rose. I'm getting my hat on. See if his shirt is buttoned and tie his shoelaces.
Come on, let's get this thing over with.
Where?
Asks Charlie.
Where Charlie go?
His father looks at him and frowns. Matt Gordon never knows how to react to his son's questions. Rose appears in the doorway of her bedroom, adjusting the half-veil of her hat. She's a bird-like woman, and her arms up to her head, elbows out, look like wings.
We're going to the doctor, who's going to help you get smart.
The veil makes it look as if she were peering down at him through a wire screen. He's always frightened when they dress up to go out this way, because he knows he will have to meet other people, and his mother will become upset and angry. He wants to run, but there's no place for him to go.
Why do you have to tell him that? Said Matt.
Because it's the truth. Dr. Guarino can help him.
Matt paces the floor like a man who has given up hope, but will make one last attempt to reason.
How do you know? What do you know about this man? If there was anything that could be done, the doctors would have told us long ago.
Don't say that, she screeches. Don't tell me there's nothing they can do.
She grabs Charlie and presses his head against her bosom. He's going to be normal, whatever we have to do, whatever it costs.
It's not something money can buy.
It's Charlie I'm talking about. Your son. Your only child.
She rocks him from side to side, near hysteria now.
I won't listen to that talk. They don't know, so they say nothing can be done. Dr. Guarino explained it all to me. They won't sponsor his invention, he says, because it will prove they're wrong, like it was with those other scientists, Pasteur and Jennings and the rest of them. He told me all about your fine medical doctors, afraid of progress.
Talking back to Matt this way, she becomes relaxed and sure of herself again. When she lets go of Charlie, he goes to the corner and stands against the wall, frightened and shivering.
Look, she says, you got him upset again.
Me?
You always start these things in front of him.
Oh, Christ, come on, let's get this damn thing over with.